Hi everyone, driving home. I was just thinking about my first 5 months at the Van Marke Group. Small recap maybe of what I've been up to, but you know, the people working with me, the teams working with me as well. I think I'm in the final draft of the social media guidelines for the group, so for all the companies of the Van Marke Group. That's a big basic stepstone, an important one, which is being finalized now this week. We're ready to launch a completely new website. I think it will be the first one which is done by an external web agency, and which includes a blog, blogging aspect. We'll have employees blogging at a minimum rate of one blog post a week. They'll be trained employees, people who are, you know, at the forefront talking to our customers and who know what they're talking about when they'll be blogging. And that's not the only one. We're launching two smaller websites, but content-driven websites on WordPress for two other companies of the group. Again, one of those will have a minimum rate of one blog post a week by employees, by people on the ground, you know, doing the stuff. Not marketing people or communications people blogging, but the real employees. Again, they'll be trained, and I'm in the process of writing the training courses and setting up those things. What else? We've live blogged a couple of internal and external conferences, really interesting as well. That's really strong content that we can use on different levels. We've started using Twitter quite heavily. Both the Van Marke corporate page is up, the Big Blue, which is our center around sustainable energy, is up as well. Sunnyland, which is another brand, is up. So we've a couple of, let's say, corporate Twitter pages up and running. We already had some amazing interaction with clients, positive and negative, but, you know, all out there in a transparent way. We hope we were able to help those clients and that it also reflects in our behavior on Twitter. I think it does. It's very transparent, very interactive. I'm now in the process of bringing Twitter inside the organization in the way that I'm setting up an internal network of people who can help manage Twitter, people in the business who can answer questions of clients, help them with, you know, with support and things like that. We're using CoTweet a lot to do this. Well, not a lot. I mean, it's the only thing that we use to do this, and it's pretty impressive. So that's Twitter. We're moving some picture material on Flickr. I'm looking into the YouTube channels. We unfortunately lost one YouTube channel, but we're restarting another one, integrating those, of course, with our interactive platforms, with the websites, with the blogs. And then the internal side, apart from the guidelines, I hope that we'll be able to have some serious internal collaboration tools at our disposal pretty soon in the final version, and then, you know, we'll be really up with internal blogging, internal social networking, use of communities, use of wikis, all those things, all integrated. That will be really powerful, but we'll take it step by step. So, that's the last 5 months. Still a lot of work to do, still a lot of training, internal information sessions. That will be in the next couple of months. Really exciting stuff, really great company to work for, really very helpful colleagues. So, yeah. Interesting. I hope I can blog a couple of things about those, and I really hope I'll be able to share our social media.